The guy keeps getting turned down. Eventually, the passion will die. Guys want sex a minimum of a couple times a week. And ideally, they want a woman who doesn't have to be asked.
You want sexy time constantly? Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't say that, but like, I wouldn't write that in a book. They were spitting on that one. I don't know.
If you ask a friend constantly to hang out and they say no, eventually you're going to be like, fuck, I'm not even going to ask anymore.
They date like a man.
Okay.
If you're a really highly successful woman who's doing very well financially, you can't, men don't date with those standards. Yeah. You date with who makes you happy. You
what date, if she can't get over that? She's like, I want somebody on my level.
Good luck. Have at it. Go for what you want. But I'm just letting you know that your pool of men that are making the kind of money you're making is so slim to none. And then those men don't want you, because men will sleep with just about anything.
That's true.
And especially if it's private or secret and no one has to know. Mm-hmm. So I've seen women who are fives,
yeah,
but they're sleeping with a dude who's a nine.
Yeah.
She's got these ridiculous standards because she actually thinks this means that a man on that level would be with her, but he would never be with her. He's just using her for sex, but she thinks because her vagina has given her access to these men here, that this is the new standard. Men, money. They would never have access to these women, but the money gives them access to this. So for women who are very successful and you want to only date those men in that pool, that men with money have access to women that are not on their level. Do you think he wants you? Men don't look at it like, let's be a power couple. That's a woman thing.
Man, that is real, Rebecca. People, I think a lot of women don't realize that.
But you can't tell them nothing. Once women get caught up in their delusion, God not going to change their mind. They just not. And then if you mix social media in that and all these other dingbats confirming their delusion, yeah, it's a wrap. And hey, a lot of these women would rather be miserable alone than get a guy that's less than what they think they should get. So let them be miserable and alone. Just leave the rest of the world alone. Don't ask us for nothing. Don't ask random men to help you carry nothing or anything like that. Look, just be strong and independent and ride it out to your deathbed.
I don't know if anybody else feels this way who went to college or like post-grad as well. But going to school for business and then getting my master's in business, like,
pointless.
They really made it seem like once you graduate college, like financially, you are set. Like you will never be struggling because you're this educated, you know, businesswoman or businessman, and like life is just easy for you.
You thought that just because you got a degree in business that you're this official, educated, solidified businesswoman.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Gotcha, bitch. They got you. The system convinced you of a lie, and now you're in debt and you can't do anything with that business degree. Should have went in STEM. But you know, women in STEM, it's like water and oil. Just don't mix.
I've been in the workforce for 2 years now with my master's degree, working in marketing, and I've saved a total of $140. I've never had so little money in my entire life. All of my money goes towards my bills and food for me to eat.
Right. So you should have focused on getting a man when you were 18, 19, 20, 21, instead of getting a pointless degree where you're still not going to be able to retire off the money you're making. You could have went to college after the kids turned old enough to watch themselves.
What's one thing that men don't know about women about dating in this generation?
Like when y'all do something wrong and we try to tell y'all, y'all think we're tripping.
Yeah, you are tripping. Women don't know the difference between right and wrong. They'll come up with any stupid shit just because she feel a certain way about something. So yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's you tripping.
Y'all don't hear us out. Y'all got it all wrong.
What's one thing that women don't understand about men when it comes to dating?
Pay for your own stuff. I'll take you out 3 times. If you don't offer to pay, I'll ghost you.
If you're broke, just say that.
You think that guy?
No, you're broke. If you can't ever offer to pay for a date, then you're the one that's broke. See, they don't think that deep into things. Like, if I'm calling this man broke for not wanting to pay every single time, then what does that make me that I can't pay one time?
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Guys should pay every time.
Not every time, but like if you're broke, just say that.
It's not about being broke. If I pay for you 3 times, you don't offer, I'll ghost you. I'll ghost you after 3. That's what I'm saying.
Sisters, I love y'all, but I spent too many years trying to grow and become rich to get y'all. about to go Mexican. Because I ain't never heard a Mexican woman say, I need my man to be 6'3", making $500,000 a year and be able to fight 30 dudes by himself. I ain't never heard that. They just want to care on you. They looking for somebody to love.
Look, every woman in the world has the same MO. Different women just go about getting what they want in different ways. See, women from other countries, they try to get what they want using honey instead of salt, or whatever the hell that saying is. They gonna be nice to you, smile for you, cook for you, you know, act like they really love you so they can get the protection and, you know, provision. But women in America are so arrogant and entitled, they feel like, look, you gonna give me all that regardless of how I treat you, regardless of how many guys I'm sleeping with behind your back. You just supposed to do this regardless just because I'm a woman. That's the difference. But don't ever think, oh, women in the DR are good women. No, they women just looking for protection and provision and money and attention. They'll just be nice to you at least. So don't ever get that effed up. But yeah, if you live in America and you a black man, just flat out don't date black women. That's my advice. I'm sorry. Are there some good ones? Probably. But it ain't no point looking for a needle in the haystack. Because if you get the choice wrong, your life is ruined. If you make the wrong decision and you pick a woman thinking it's one of the good black women and it's one of the bad black women and she tricked you, your life is completely over. You might get shot. Yeah, yeah. One of her side dudes might catch you slipping and light your car up. It just ain't worth it.
They just want to cook and look for someone to love. Sisters, y'all requirements be wild. No, I can't dunk a ball, okay? I'm close. I probably could dunk a ball, but not, I can't windmill, all right?